I was, like, really curious as to, like, how that all works with being transgender.
Tatiana Moses is a senior. She was one of the four student producers who created a video of their classmate DJ Morley, once a boy known as Dalton. Morley is finishing up her second year at the high school. She identifies herself as transgender.
I realized I was transgender when I was younger, around the age of like 5, but I never really knew what it was called.
That's Morley speaking in the student-produced video. The day we visited the high school to meet with her and classmates, Morley called in sick. However, students gave us permission to access their video work for her story.
You know that you're like, okay, I want to be a female, but at the time I didn't know, like, that was called trans.
Students in this project learned about Morley's confidence and how it has strengthened her to live as a teenage girl. Deja Vu Romer is also a Cheektowaga High School senior.
At first, it was kind of like shocking, but then when I thought about it, I'm like, I mean, everything's changing now in society. Like, it's not that big of a shock to me. She changes in a girl's locker room, but it doesn't bother me. Like, I see her as a female, not as a male.
I had a doctor, Dr. Mazur, who basically sat me down, and I didn't know what trans was at the time. I didn't know the meaning of it or trans was a thing. So when we talked about it and we discussed, you know, my feelings and how I thought and the way I saw the world and how I saw myself when I was older, he basically looked at me and said, you know, you're transgender, this is like your title.
The students told WBFO News there seems to be much attention surrounding the transgender issue, so they wanted to focus on the topic. Senior Validia Jones was excited to work on the project because she knew nothing about Morley.
I got to see, like, what she goes through and everything. And
what does she go through?
Like, she gets a lot of bad feedback and she gets a lot of good, and then, like, her with her families, they were supportive and everything.
Senior Kenitra Redfern says they visited Morley's house and met with her parents to learn about the transgender youth and her life.
What did you learn?
I learned that even though they're like transgender, like they're still people too. Like, they still have feelings.
When DJ came out and said that she was transgender, obviously we asked her, are you sure, or is this something that you're thinking about? Mm-hmm. Are you sure this is something that you want?
My childhood was normal.
I think her parents see her as a strong individual. Like they don't have a son, but they have a strong, beautiful daughter, so.
I feel like it was a lot easier for them because, like she said, she had older brothers who grew up gay as well. So, like, it wasn't just her.
I actually seen her transformation. She came from, like, her freshman year. Everybody was just like, oh, well, you know, that's a boy. She's just gay. That's all they just said, oh, yeah, you're gay and stuff like that. And then, like, as the year went on, she started wearing heels. And I'm like, well, people saying she's gay, but she's starting to look like a female to me, so. And then this year it was like, bam, I'm transgender, call me DJ.
I showed up with my hair curled, my makeup fully done, all girl clothes. And I did not look like myself. And I was scared, but my mom looked at me and said, you know, if you're happy, you're happy. If they don't like it, put on a smile and walk successfully away in your heels.
I was initially nervous when they chose this topic because it has been so, I mean, at that point in time, it was just coming out as a big issue in a lot of communities that were close to us.
Cheektowaga High School teacher Joe Malley leads the student reporter project.
I don't think it really helps kids look into questions that everybody knows the answers of already. I mean, here's this issue and our entire society is coming to terms with it. And here are four extremely bright adolescents, you're really digging into this very interesting and complicated topic and doing it with grace and respect and dignity. It's been great to watch.
The four student producers say they've actually gained a new girlfriend through this project. They bonded with Morley.
I feel like we helped her and she helped us in a way. And like we kind of like helped society figure things out as well.
The students say a lesson learned is not to judge someone. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.